It's Wrecking Ball Radio. This is Stavin's Den.
All right, so Supreme Court. So here's the story. Several famous rappers. Oh, you're listening to Davinson. I should have said that. But I mean, we got the jingle.
Yeah.
We got the jingle. I probably should have been a fucking pro and said what we.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We're Davinson,
you know,
right?
It's like when you said when I screwed. Thank you. Save me the time.
Anyway, yeah, Davinson. If you don't know, fuck off. Anyway, several famous rappers.
Keeping the audience stupid, nice.
I'm just being consistent with my brand. Several famous rappers are urging the U.S. Supreme Court to take up a case involving Pittsburgh rapper and whether his song lyrics are protected under the First Amendment. In a legal brief filed Wednesday, rappers Killer Mike, Chance the Rapper, Meek Mill, Yo Gotti, Fat Joe, he should lose some weight, and 21 Savage were among a group of artists and scholars who say Jamal Knox's rap song, Fuck the Police, is a political statement that no reasonable person familiar with rap music would have interpreted as a true threat of violence. A person unfamiliar with what today is in the nation's most dominant musical genre, or one who hears music through the auditory lens of older genres such as jazz, country, or a symphony, may mistakenly interpret a rap song as a true threat of violence and may falsely conclude a rapper intended to convey a true threat of violence when he did not, they wrote. Knox performs under the rap name Mayhem Mal, and together with Rashi Beasley, who goes by Suja Baze, you're familiar with his work.
Yes.
Formed the rap group Ghetto Superstar Committee.
That's a cool name.
Yeah, you tried to get in. You were a little too black for them. I understand. The two were arrested in 2012 during a routine traffic stop on gun and drug charges.
Of course they were.
After their arrest, they wrote and recorded a song titled Fuck the Police, seen as an homage to the NWA 1988 rap song Fuck the Police. Knox and Beasley's song, posted on Facebook and YouTube, include the names of the two Pittsburgh officers who arrested them with lyrics like, I'm a jam this rusty knife all in his guts and chop his feet. And well, your shift over at 3, I'm going to fuck up where you sleep. I think that means he's going to disconnect his CPAP machine, Pip.
Oh, my God, that's awful.
I think that's what he said.
Yes, that's it.
Sure was.
No more of CPAP.
No more CPAP.
No more
CPAP. Zip breathe. Zip to die. The song ended, let's kill these cops because they don't do us no good. Well, if they were, you could use an English teacher. The officers.
Why don't you go there and explain it to them? Make sure the car's running.
Well, they're behind bars. I think I will, John. The officers testified that the lyrics made them nervous and concerned for their safety, with one saying it led him to leave the police force. Knox was found guilty and sent to prison for 2 years on charges of terroristic threats and witness intimidation stemming from the song and the separate gun and drug charges. At his sentencing, Knox said he did not intend any harm against the officers and that he should be viewed separately from his rap persona. Knox appealed his conviction with the Pennsylvania State Supreme Court, which upheld the ruling last year. The rap song here is of a different nature and quality, the court's chief justice wrote in the majority opinion. They do not include political, social, or academic commentary, nor are they facially satirical or ironic. Rather, they primarily portray violence toward the police, the opinion read. The rappers in their brief filed Wednesday said the opinion reveals a court deeply unaware of popular music, generally rap music specifically. The song, they said, represented this perspective of two invented characters in the style of rap music, which is infamous for its exaggerated, sometimes violent rhetoric, and which uses language in a variety of complex ways. It is not intended to be taken literally, something that a reasonable listener with even a casual knowledge of rap would understand. They wrote also providing a primer to the justices on hip-hop and rap music. Knox's case would test the legal standard for whether a statement is a true threat and unprotected by the First Amendment. The question, as it is presented by Knox's lawyers, is whether a government must show that a reasonable person would regard someone's statement as a sincere threat of violence, or whether it is enough to show only that the speaker's subjective intent was to threaten. The Pennsylvania court was divided over the standard for what determines a statement to be a true threat. A majority of courts have held that the standard is objective and requires a showing that a reasonable person will regard the statement as a sincere threat of violence. Knox's lawyers wrote in their petition using the justices to take the case. But other courts have held that the standard is subjective and assess only whether the speaker intended to communicate such a threat. The split has led to uncertainty over the limit of the First Amendment's protection of free speech, which the Supreme Court would have the opportunity to clear up if it takes the case. If the Supreme Court decides to take up the Knox's case, it would likely not be heard until session begins next October. All right, so very interesting story.
Hold on. Correction. The year in which NWA's Fuck the Police was released has been corrected. Motherfucker.
Wait a minute. What year was it released?
He had it down here. Cause
That's in
1988. I think the correct. I don't know.
Really? That's where you want to go with this, huh?
Yeah. That was the comments in the bottom?
Joe,
oh, my God.
Joe part of a fucking useless speed bump tonight. Joe Curry speed bump. Kevin Spacey couldn't be here.
He's a speed bump.
He likes bumps.
So. I don't understand.
No, he couldn't.
You have nothing to say.
Yeah.
Just shut up.
And you should have you. And should you not either?
Should you
English
not
taking
either?
A fucking beating during this show between the rappers and Joe. English is fucking tapping out.
It's a long day.
Apparently. So. Do you agree with the following, which was written by the court's chief justice of the majority opinion? The rap song here is of a different nature and quality. They do not include political, social, or academic commentary, nor are they facially satirical or ironic. Rather, they primarily portray violence towards the police. I disagree with that.
I agree with it. I agree with it for the simple thing is the name the cops.
I'm going to get to that. Right. I'm going to get to that. But... that being said, we'll get to the naming of the cops.
Okay.
It is talking about a social commentary, something that's going on right now.
It is. No,
Yes, of course.
So that's why I'm saying the judge is wrong on that account, because a lot of people in the African American community feel like they are being targeted by the police.
Of course.
And this is commenting on that.
Right.
So I feel like the judge is getting. So I feel like the defendant's brief is right. They don't understand rap, and they don't understand what's going on in the popular music today.
Mm-hmm. Most likely.
So I would agree with them there on that.
Right.
I would agree with the defendants on that. Let's see.
Because, you know, Schubert used to throw down some motherfuckers.
I do agree that the court is most likely unaware of rap and the type of lyrics that are being used. I don't think this court has any understanding.
Probably not, just because you think of the average age of most justices. They probably don't know.
And just from the
majority's
opinion.
Yeah.
Joe?
It's a free... Everything, like I said, everything... is a free speech issue, and it would have been still a free speech issue.
Don't get to the naming it. I want to get to that last.
All right. Well, then okay. Then
so then you then so far you agree with the
yeah, oh absolutely yes.
I agree. A reasonable person would not take the lyrics literally. Unfortunately, we have a lot of unreasonable people here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've seen that.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen that. That being said. Do we really want to police free speech for the unreasonable? That's where it gets fucking sticky.
Oh, wow.
Because I mean, a reasonable person doesn't fucking send bombs to the media and Democratic leaders, this, that, the other, yet that happened. A reasonable person doesn't try to knock off a bunch of senators while they're practicing for their baseball game, yet that shit happened.
Yeah.
A reasonable person doesn't walk into a school and try to kill a bunch of students mm-hmm. and teachers, yet that shit happened.
Right.
So maybe we got to get away with the whole reasonable and unreasonable and realize there's a lot of unreasonable people out there.
No, but then we would not be able to accomplish anything because...
Well, no, then you just got to allow speech to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got to realize, well, if somebody's reasonable, until they're not reasonable. The guy was reasonable. You know what? Painting his van with all Trump paraphernalia was fucking fine. It only got unreasonable when he put Hillary in the fucking scopes and he started sending bombs to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
That's what, you know, you're reasonable until you're not reasonable.
Yeah.
So it's really hard to police that shit.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm gonna err on the side of the First Amendment.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Now, should a performer's statement be attributed to the person or the persona he's portraying? I don't think so.
Wait.
So they are arguing.
But which you don't think so about either?
What I'm saying is, like, they're saying the rappers are saying this was our persona. Don't attribute it to us. Now, I don't know if that really applies in the story because they were really pulled over by the police. They were the real people were pulled over by the police.
Right, but sure. Then as their persona, they performed the
right,
song.
Right, but
yeah,
that's when the two kind of intermingle. So I don't really buy their argument in this that argument in this case. But I would say in general, the persona, what I say on stage, what a professional wrestler says on stage,
right.
Should not necessarily be portrayed to how I, the person, think. But in this case, they were drawing from something that happened to them.
Yes.
And then they made it a rap song using their characters, but it was an experience that the real people had.
Right.
So I don't really know if I buy that or I agree that you should not be held by what your persona says. I just don't buy it in this particular case.
it does seem like it's very slippery, the line in between.
To me, it crossed over there.
Yeah.
Because this wasn't like some hypothetical story.
Mm-hmm.
This came out right after these two guys, the real people, were pulled over.
I'm still on a free speech issue.
Right, no, but upset. But who's responsible? Because if it is a threat, so what they're saying is even if it is a threat, we can't be held responsible because our persona said it. I'm saying no, nay, nay.
Then if look, you're an artist, you go out and you know if you're moving product and stuff like that, you have to have a DBA or a business or whatever. Then fine,
this show does.
Then your entity gets sued. That's the song. Well, you can't. All right. We'll sue your entity.
Right. But the problem is this derives from an experience that these two real people had.
Well, I mean, all right. Let's take it in a different direction, though. Because they're saying that there's a legitimate person, and then there's the rap persona that I put on when I'm performing, and then we'll say that there is a person, an actor, and then there's the character they're portraying. Okay. Let's just say that they're in a movie. If the character. Or say that they're going off book, because we want to keep it not like, oh, now it's the writer's problem. Say that they go off book and they are ad-libbing in a movie. And they...
No, make it a movie, make it a play, because you can ad-lib in a play.
Okay, let's say...
Nobody can stop you for ad-libbing
a play. They're ad-libbing in a play. And say that they threaten the life of the president. Say. Now, we know that that's illegal. But can they now say, oh, that wasn't me talking, that was my character talking? No, it's you're coming out of your mouth, and it's something that you're not allowed to do.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a slippery slope.
That's what I mean.
Like, when a professional wrestler gets on stage and he fucking incites the whole audience, and he says, I'm going to kick everybody's ass here, we all need to know that it's his persona.
Yeah.
It's not really him. Well, I don't want to be held responsible for the things I say on stage as, like, I really think that.
But if you on stage, and we know that you've just gone out and you're about to perform, and this is your comedian persona, if you yell fire... In that theater,
I'm held responsible.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's where I'm going.
I don't buy the persona excuse for these two because it came out right after these guys were pulled over themselves.
Well, we still haven't gotten up to the name thing, and that's,
no, I know, but I'm picking apart all their arguments. I'm not buying the defense's argument there.
But until we get up to the name thing, I'm still taking a stand. Whether it's your whether it's your persona or you, it's a free speech right.
Yeah,
yeah. So in my mind, once they mentioned the two police officers by name, it became a threat.
There you go.
It's that's not art anymore. You just meant, you know what? It's one thing if it was one thing when rappers were going East Coast, West Coast. Oh, yeah, well, you know, I did your bitch and I did that and whatever. I'm going to fuck you up and everything.
No, go on. I love your impression of the classic East Coast, West Coast rap feuds.
I can't.
No, Pip, if anybody could speak on this, I feel it's you. Go on.
Well, I mean, from the limited amount that I know about this, but I'm just saying.
Back in the Biggie and Tupac days.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying that these two were going back, these groups were going back and forth.
But that was real.
Then they started killing people.
Yes.
Now it's
not just
real.
the persona.
Yeah.
You know what though? So, but when Rap Star said Biggie Smalls, I'm going to shoot your ass. But
right.
You know.
Well, you just threatened him.
Yeah.
I mean, NWA.
Right. NWA. When Eazy-E left. Not Eazy-E left. When oh god, I forgot who does the he does movies now.
Ice-T.
Not Ice Cube. Is it Ice Cube?
Ice Cube does the acting. Ice-T's on Law and Order.
NWA. They were just ripping him a new one.
Yeah.
But they weren't. They were calling him a pussy and all this other. But they weren't threatening violence.
To kill him.
They were going to jam a broomstick up his ass. But nonetheless,
They
didn't. You know. But still, it was funny and it was. You know. But you know, that's kind of like the slippery slope again. But it was, you know, their character against. Eazy-E's, Ice Cube's character. So I don't know, but here as soon as they named the cops, it changed. You know, it changed everything.
They should have changed the names of the cops.
Just said, hey, police, you know who you is.
Just make up two fucking fake police officers.
Yeah,
don't use the real guys. I'd be on their side 100% if they just made two fake fucking guys.
As soon as they got them, okay. Nope, it's free speech. Oh, now they fucked up.
Now they fucked up because you said the guys' names. That's, I mean, it's a clear.
But then you go back, well, would a reasonable person believe that you were threatening them? You could.
Well, you're supposedly three reasonable people here, if you know the cops' names,
and you're in that neighborhood, and you feel like, you know what, those motherfuckers, right? You might want to take
a shot.
Well,
no, but it was a threat by these rappers. It wasn't, yes. It wasn't like, we're going to have people get you. The rappers were saying, I'm going to get you. So would the reasonable police officer think that these rappers were going to come and get them? I guess you could think that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, they had guns in their possession.
Like, gang violence doesn't happen.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm saying, you know, when they're going, you know, I know that people have these rap battles or, the, you know, they talk shit about each other in songs, but it's like when you start actually killing the people you're talking shit about, now you have to take this seriously.
Well, these guys didn't kill anybody.
No, but I'm just saying that in the past we've seen that rappers will threaten violence against each other and then actually go through with it. So it's like you can't say, I was just talking about cops in general and I was just using their names. No, these are the guys that pulled you over and you use their names and you threaten their lives.
Yeah, that might be the reason why the Supreme Court does not hear it.
Yeah.
They might say, you know what, this isn't really about, is rap protected by free speech? This is a threat. They might just say that. But
yeah.
But they might go, you know what, it might be interesting to them. It'll be interesting to say. Certainly an interesting case.
You know what? I get a funny feeling if it does go in front of the Supreme Court, they're going to take up every issue we took up on the show because we like the Supreme Court. But when they get to the issue that they named those officers,
right,
none of
us did anything inappropriate in high school and women, Joe.
And then somebody brought it up years later, and it's a non-issue. But that is the thing, you know. Once they bring up those names, you know, that's gonna be a
yeah.
Thing.
That's where they fucked up.
Yeah, they did.
They should have just made up two fucking fake names.
If they use fake names,
but we were keeping it reels and shit. Yeah, we keep it less reels and shit.
Yeah, and now you're using terroristic threats.
Yeah, no,
by keeping it real.
I can understand why the cops would feel uneasy about that.
I totally would be like moving my family away to a safe house.
Yeah. It's like let's say you know, Dick Eldorado. I get a guitar and I go out as Dick Eldorado. I'm playing songs about, you know, shooting Chuck Schumer and stuff like that. The cops and the FBI are going to knock on my door and go, that's Dick Eldorado saying that stuff, not Joe Curry. Okay, Dick Eldorado goes to jail.
Yeah, right.
Mr.
Yeah.
Whiskers has an accomplice. Yeah.
He'll wrap me up. Meow, shut your face. Just eat your kibbles.
And the last week, I don't know. I thought I killed off that son of a bitch. I don't know. He came back to life. I did my part for this country.
Devin Rosenblatt said he thought he was dead.
Yeah, and he killed him, so he's going to jail.
I wrote him out of existence. I don't know what this asshole's doing without me.
And Devin Rosenblatt, manslaughter, killed Dick Eldorado.
Oh,
no, he committed suicide. Mm. Mavis gets hauled into court.
Yeah, he might. Yeah, but you think he committed suicide, but you just said under oath on your radio show,
Mavis,
I killed him.
The mob got him.
Somebody had to do it. All right. So we all agree that's where the threat was the fuck up.
Yep, that's where they messed up. Yeah.
All right. So Michael Jackson's been in the news.
Jamming
my little boy's ass. Anyway. Yeah.
Jamming something.
So HBO's done a documentary. I have not seen it yet. I will see it. Have you guys seen it?
Haven't seen it.
I heard that it's very disturbing. I also heard that when they played it the first time, they had counseling in between during the intermission. Because it was so...
For who?
For the people in
the
audience.
For the audience.
Oh. Never a good time when you need fucking counseling at the movie premiere.
No, it doesn't sound good.
Yes.
No.
I should have had counseling when they killed off Han Solo in Star Wars. I needed a fucking shoulder to cry on. It was very traumatic for me.
Right.
In light of the controversial Leaving Neverland documentary, The Simpsons is yanking. I like that word. Is yanking one of its classic episodes featuring Michael Jackson. According to the Wall Street Journal, the show is removing the 1991 episode titled Stark Raving Dad, which featured Jackson's voice as a character named Leon Kompowski, a patient Homer Simpson meets in a mental institution who claims to be the singer. The episode has been a fan favorite since it debuted, giving the world an earworm in the form of a birthday song Jackson sings to Lisa Simpson's character. But Simpson's longtime executive producer, James L. Brooks, told the publication that in light of the disturbing claims made in the HBO documentary, pulling the episode feels clearly the only choice to make. The guys I work with, who we spend our lives arguing over jokes, were of one mind on this. HBO is owned by CNN's. CNN. We'll never listen to Michael Jackson the same way. Leaving Neverland chronicles allegations by James Safechuck and Wade Robeson that Jackson sexually abused them over a period of several years when they were children. Jackson, who died in 2009, was accused in 1993 of sexually molesting a boy and charged with 7 counts of child molestation for allegations related to another boy in 2003. Jackson settled out of court with the 1993 accuser and was acquitted in the 2003 case. He maintained his innocence while he was alive. Jackson's family has denied the allegations and condemned the documentary, calling it a public lynching, and Jackson's accusers admitted liars. in reference to sworn statements made by both Safechuck and Robeson while Jackson was alive that he did not molest them. I believe one of them testified in court.
Yeah, I think it was Robeson.
The family also said in their statement that Michael was subjected to a thorough investigation, which included a surprise raid of Neverland and other properties, as well as a jury trial where Michael was found to be completely innocent. Brooks said the Simpsons producers are taking steps to remove the episode from all platforms, including on television, streaming services, and Blu-ray DVD box sets. This was a treasured episode, Brooks said. There are a lot of great memories we have wrapped up in that one, and this certainly doesn't allow them to remain. I'm against book burning of any kind, he added, but this is our book, and we're allowed to take out a chapter. Interesting. Interesting story. I think it's a mistake to take out the classic episode.
Why do you think?
Well, you know what? First of all, we don't know if Michael did it. I mean, he probably did.
I'm thinking he did.
I think he did.
But this is not new shit.
No.
You know, we first had it. The time to take it out of rotation was 1993, when the first allegations came forward. Then you had a do-over in 2003.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sure, Michael Jackson was acquitted, but he hasn't been convicted of anything here either. So if you were really concerned, that maybe this isn't the right message to send, the time to do it was then.
Different time.
Yeah, this is after Me Too. This is, you know, we live in a post-Me Too world, so people's impressions on what is the right thing to do about these situations.
But there hasn't been an outcry to fucking take this show off.
No, they saw it. I guess they felt this. We haven't seen it yet, but I guess they felt that this documentary was compelling enough in their testimony that they believe it and they think that this is hurtful stuff.
So what, we just erase it like it never happened? You can't erase bad shit in history.
I wouldn't take it out.
That's what I'm saying. So you agree with me?
I wouldn't take it out. I'm just saying I understand their thought.
1938 to 1945, not such a fun time for my folks. Not such a fun time for the Jews. Can we just pretend it never happened?
Right. I mean, know.
This happened. You know what? If you want to put a disclaimer on there, go, listen, at the time this was made, if you want to put it in there, going forward, none of these allegations are Michael Jackson. We've left it in here. This isn't in support or condemning of Michael Jackson, but other allegations have come. This is the piece at the time. If you want to put a disclaimer on it,
yeah,
so be it. You can't. It's fucking. It's art. It is art. These are classic. These are classic shows. They are. If you want, I think cartooning is art. Mm-hmm. I think comedy's art. We'll get into that in a little bit. This is art. You can't just don't. I mean, it is. If anybody's going to do it, it should be them. It's theirs. They created it.
Right.
But I just think it's a bad decision.
They are just so cutting edge and so brutal. There are no sacred cows on that show, and the fact that they felt the need to edit themselves.
It's just Michael Jackson's voice.
Right.
He's not diddling Bart.
No, I know. But I suppose it might have been different if it had been a show where somebody was a voice actor for Michael Jackson. The fact that they have legitimately him on the show and they're feeling like kind of disgusted about maybe, you know, just...
Michael Jackson is a fucking iconic pop culture figure. Mm-hmm. You know who's an iconic baseball player? Ty Cobb. Fucking awful human
awful.
Being. Terrible. Racist.
Yes.
Misogynist. Bigot. You know, he's still in the fucking Hall of Fame. We still talk about
yep.
Ty Cobb.
Yep.
We don't erase shit just because they're bad. You know, Michael Jackson, not proven, quite possibly bad dude. He still contributed in other ways. Now, I'm not saying I'm going to buy new Michael Jackson shit.
Right.
But, you know, let's not erase him from our history. If you want to talk about popular music from the 70s to the 90s, you have to include the Jackson 5 and Michael Jackson. You can't pretend that he doesn't exist.
Right.
He was just so consuming. Like Prince. Not that Prince did any of those things wrong.
No.
But, I mean, these were, like Madonna.
Yeah.
These are just iconic figures. You can't pretend that they don't exist just because they did horrible, horrible things.
I agree.
Allegedly.
I wouldn't, Hitler had been a voice actor on South Park, I would really hope that they would take that one out.
Oh my God, we have killed Kenny! No!
Don't make me look for my things.
You busted! Nine! Busted! But the thing is, now I'm going, you know, I'm going all the way to the Hitler defense, but we're saying, you know, there are some people that we have universally agreed upon that are just so heinous that we don't want anything that in any way seems to back up or celebrate anything that they did.
Yeah, but Hitler's in movies. We still make movies with Hitler?
Not the actual Hitler.
Because he's not much of an actor anymore.
I know, but say that there was film footage of Hitler, and somebody decided they were going to take that and incorporate that into
a song. Well, into a song. Well, they do.
They do.
Of course, not music I want to listen to, but fucking Nazi bands, sure.
I think we're listening to some of his greatest hits right now.
No, I mean they do. I mean whatever.
Yeah.
Here's two things. You brought up a point that they're a cutting edge show. Mm-hmm. We also brought up a point during the whole conversation that we're in these politically correct times.
Yeah.
And that things that were done years ago is suddenly an issue.
Right.
Okay. With that in mind, The Simpsons is still going.
Yeah.
They're still making a lot of money. So if you're them, you might think, look, if we come out and say we're pulling Michael Jackson, you know, we find what Michael Jackson did, you know, is defensive, mm-hmm. and we don't want it part of our catalog. Wow, they're doing a really good thing. Still gives them license to go out and trying to be cutting edge.
Yeah.
Because there's a persona now that they're being cutting edge, but they really understand where the boundaries are, because they did this whole thing taking Michael Jackson out.
The Simpsons hasn't been fucking cutting edge in a decade.
But
let's get that straight right now.
But the thing about it is, you're right in a sense, but they're still writing the show, and they still need to be kind of...
It's a business decision.
Exactly, because the business decision is, if they're going to still writing this and still trying to be cutting, and the show is still running, it still has, you know, viewers and stuff like that, let's do this, and this way we're not under the microscope moving forward if we're doing things.
I know why they did it, but I just don't agree with it.
But, you know, it.
So what? So should we just eliminate? Because this is already happening now. Michael Jackson songs are being pulled from the radio, like they did with R. Kelly. Are we just? But Michael Jackson is way more iconic than R. Kelly. R. Kelly was big, and he's contributed to a lot of hit songs. I don't want to diminish R. Kelly, but Michael Jackson was the king of pop for a fucking reason. And I'm not a huge Michael Jackson fan. I don't own any Michael Jackson albums. But if you are a fan of popular culture and music, you must acknowledge
it. It will.
It'll come back.
It'll die down. Everybody has a short attention span. In another couple of years,
he's not going to stand up and yell at Gayle King, so that's not going to happen like R. Kelly did. Yeah.
No, but I'm just saying. You know how, like, when there's a tragic air crash, they pull all the airline movies and airline
you know what they
ads
don't pull
off.
In this country? You know what they don't pull?
The airplanes that are causing the crashes.
Right. Okay. Yes!
What the fuck?
Yes.
Only America and Canada. What the fuck?
I don't know what they're thinking.
Well, Pip told me. I didn't know this. The president of Boeing called the president Trump. Nay, nay. Nay, nay, Trump. You're the president of the United States, not the president of Boeing. Fuck Boeing. Let's find out what's going on.
Yeah.
I want to know if the president of Boeing is ready to sit one of his kids next to my kids when they go on the plane.
He don't give a shit. He thinks they're fine.
Well, when China,
which gives you
I'm
fucking
sorry,
lead,
China.
Paint, lead paint toys and yes. dog food with fucking... poison and they just go, you know, it's a little too dangerous for us.
And like I said, and I've said it on the show a zillion times, I take things issue by issue. If Trump is saying there's nothing wrong with the Boeing planes, great, we're going to take a Max 800 and slap a fucking presidential seal on the fucking thing. And you can jump in the goddamn thing and pray for your life.
Yeah, really?
Because that plane should not fly.
And the argument is, well, people don't have to fly. No, when you book an airline ticket, you don't know what you're fucking flying. You're booking a route and a price.
Right.
It's fucking absurd. It's disgraceful.
And what are you supposed to do? It's like you booked another plane.
There's a problem.
Something else taxis
there's
up
a problem.
To where you're
there's
getting
a
on.
There's a problem with the plane where the autopilot system is taking over prematurely.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, they
it
don't
won't
know.
Let them,
they don't, there's a question. We don't
but
know.
The
qu- don't
but
know.
That is the question. That's what they're thinking. And the autopilot, and they can't regain control
and
of the plane.
American carriers that use these are United, Southwest, and American Airlines, and Air Canada, which is a shit airline to begin with, also uses it. So those are the ones.
Okay.
You don't know. You're just fucking flying routes.
No.
It's ridiculous. And they had somebody who was I used to be in charge of the FAA on CNBC. He's like, they're like, what would you do? He's like, we had an issue. We took the Dreamliner off. We grounded all the Dreamliners until we figured out what was going on.
Yeah.
That's what you do. You take the plane out of circulation until you figure out the shit. You don't take the president of Boeing's word for it. Fuck that guy.
Yeah,
especially
no,
when you
not
got
with your tech.
Planes within 6 months that are brand new. They're brand spanking. It's like, well, you had no, they're brand fucking new. That they take off, and five minutes later, they take a head, not lose control, fucking slam into the ground.
And
believe
the pilots
me,
can't regain control.
Yeah, and believe me, those are filled with fuel, and airliners love fuel when they explode. They love it, can't get enough of it. So it's horrible.
I'm not sure of that take, but that was a quote. Hot tick. Yeah. By Joe Curry.
That was an explosion.
Let me tell you something. If we were flying out somewhere, you know, and I'm looking with a man, I didn't get another fucking thing.
No, no.
You know, and a lot of,
ridiculous. But this feeds my narrative. You know, I don't want to blow things out of proportion, but this feeds my narrative that this motherfucker, President Trump, doesn't give a shit about us. This isn't, because this is, again, one of those easy things. No fucking brain. Hey, got President Bowen. Glad you called. I was going to call you. You know what? We're going to ground it. We're going to test it. We're going to have our guys look at it. We're going to, you know what? And if it's pilot error, we're going to need to fix it so the pilots don't make this error. Because you know what? Our citizens are more important than your bottom line.
Thank you.
That's what you do.
That's what you should
this
do.
This is easy shit. And this is why it feeds guys like me. You go, oh, well, people go, President Trump cares about us. No, we don't. He don't give a shit about you. Because this is the easy shit. Nope. And even Joe's on board with it. This is why I said I'd rather have Joe as president. Because this is the easy shit.
No, the damn thing should be grounded until he figure out what's going on.
Yes, it's not that hard.
And it's like if people, well, we go, I don't give a shit. The goddamn things are slamming into the ground. It's 6 months apart.
Yeah.
It's a problem. It's you know.
Yeah. I don't use an alarm clock that's unreliable. I'm not getting in a plane.
But
that's
we don't
gonna
have a choice.
Yeah,
and they make it like we have a choice.
I know we don't.
It's not like when you rent a car, you get to pick what you want. It
no.
doesn't work like that.
No.
You fucking get herded on like cattle, and you grab.
Well,
your
the airline,
the
air actually, the airlines are saying if you have a concern of that, if we're flying a max 800, is max 800? 737 MAX. If you're flying on a 7, if you're booked on a 737 MAX and you want to switch the flight, we'll accommodate you on it.
Yeah, but
they can't accommodate you on a regular flight when you have already paid for your ticket. They can't.
Well,
they,
you want
to
know something?
Accommodate you on normal
they only
stuff.
Have a certain amount of routes.
Yeah.
You know, then it's Hello Greyhound.
Yeah.
Let's not get crazy. Slow down. Slow down. At least if I plash to the ground, it's quickly. A Greyhound is an endless journey with unwashed masses. Let's not be
I would rather
Joe.
Slam it to the ground at 230 miles an hour and burn to a crisp than get on the fucking bus. Believe me, I've been a Greyhound too.
Oh.
I used to come back when I was a lumberjack in Maine. I'd come home. I had to take the Greyhound coming back from Maine to New York.
Mm.
15 hours in that fucking bus, and you would stop at every town. And it was torture beyond everything.
Oh my God! You said the great unwashed masses.
Still better than plummeting to the ground and a fiery mass.
Thank you.
All right.
God.
So,
can you imagine you're on that plane? You see, you know, ISIS on there. Ah, la, 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 maybe you could do something.
Too soon. Pull up.
Pull up. stupid. Not even you guys.
We'll show you. Yeah. Right to the ground. No buildings for you.
Yeah. Right.
Jesus.
Oh, wait till you get praised. Oh, they brought. No, the plane did it.
Yeah.
You guys
yeah.
get rejected at
no virgins.
No virgins for you.
But we bring. No, Bowen. Sorry.
One filthy whore with hepatitis C. That's
yeah.
all you get.
Yeah, right.
One filthy whore.
All right. So we. Well, that was a non sequitur, but we all agree on that at least.
Oh, just another non sequitur. You brought up R. Kelly. The guy. This guy in his garage found a videotape.
Yeah.
Of R. Kelly screw getting now number who they don't mention who this guy is. Number one,
he did.
But who is he?
He's just a regular guy, and he was looking through his tape.
How?
And his friends used to send him tapes of sporting things, and so he because they know he likes sports. So he has all these old videotapes.
Well, this was water sports.
And he pulled out the videotapes.
Oh,
he's checking
no.
through.
No, hold on. A golden shower show never gets a ba-dum bump. Never.
No,
too easy. But anyway,
all right,
but
like still, we'll see how he.
But
did.
So he's just some guy that pulled it out. He pulled it out. He was going through his videotapes, and he's like, "Oh, what's this one?" And he's like, "Ah!"
But it's how do you guys? You go through. Oh, there's the picnic last year. Oh, the fishing
they used
trip.
To
what?
Them.
Oh,
they used to trade.
R. Kelly, fucking kid. I mean,
yeah. Apparently, that's his story.
That's the
I'm
problem
not...
with videographers. They never can keep their mouth shut. That's why the president's right. You got to get these non-disclosures.
Tom says, don't get me started on Greyhound. I've got enough horror stories.
Oh,
it's oh, it's just, you know, a bedlam on a on
You're
wheels.
You're on that bus,
oh.
and you just want it to roll over into a ravine and just end it.
It's so terrible.
All right, let's do some comics in the news.
And now it's time for Comics in the News.
Okay, so here we go. So Stormy Daniels will be doing a special event. It's one night only. We'll be at the Joke Joint in Texas on a Wednesday night. on a Wednesday night. She's come under attack from many comedians. Daniel cites her experience on Saturday Night Live, Upright Citizens Brigade, performing with Seth Rogen, and more. She says she's been writing material for 10 years. Now, I do follow her on Twitter.
You do?
Of course you do.
She's actually very funny on Twitter. Now, being funny on Twitter is not the same as being funny on stand-up.
No. No.
But she's funny. She, okay. Like people come at her and she fucking rips them apart.
Oh,
and,
okay,
and comics
good.
Came at her and she was better than the comics who came at her. I'm not saying she's funnier than the comics, but on Twitter she was funnier.
Okay, that's something that gives me a little hope.
It's right.
not gonna be god awful.
So when I first heard this, I was outraged.
Yeah.
I'm outraged.
Thank you, Reverend Al. But now that I think about it, why is she coming under attack? Darren McCarty doesn't come under attack, as Trucker Tom mentioned. Ron Jeremy doesn't come under attack.
Mm-hmm.
Brothers of famous comics, the daughters of famous comics, sisters of famous. They never fucking come under attack. So, you know what? At first I was out.
They haven't sucked cock.
Ron Jeremy might have.
Well,
he certainly did. What? Ron Jeremy's funnier than Stormy Daniels? Not as far as I can tell. Oh, we interviewed Ron Jeremy. He was okay. He wasn't really lighting it up.
No.
I think Stormy Daniels will be actually a better interview than he would be.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, but nobody said anything about Ron Jeremy doing stand-up. Well, I mean, now, I think he used to do it back in the day, but she says she's been writing for 10 years. Now, writing is not the same as going on stage and performing.
Right.
But and also another thing, a lot of these other performers, they might be doing it on a weekend night. She's doing it on a night on a Wednesday, which is an open mic night.
Yeah.
So it's not like they're giving her a weekend and they're taking it away from professional comedians.
No.
They're just making money on a
try it out
on a shit night.
Yeah, and it's like, okay, so why not let her have a shot if they're just like using a name,
That's
and the publicity to get butts in the seat on a slow night. So what? And if she actually manages to acquit herself or do a good job, all the better.
So as annoyed as I am, and Joe shares this annoyance with these celebrities,
yeah,
who feel like they can get on stage and do what we do, and
right.
I share that. It's very demeaning. Mm-hmm. I'm more annoyed at the clubs.
Yes.
Who facilitate this. This isn't a bar doing it on an off night. This is a comedy club.
Right.
Which is doing it, which you'd like them to know better. And all the clubs do this shit.
Yeah.
It's not just this one place. And I'm annoyed at the audience members who would rather go see an untested Stormy Daniels. I don't mind if they see her at the strip club. That's what she does. But would rather see a Stormy Daniels or any of these people tell jokes than go down to the club on a weekend and support professional comedians who maybe you haven't heard of but have been really honing their craft. And if you're going for a laugh, we're going to give you that good time.
Right.
So that's really, the more I thought about it, where the anger belongs.
Well, I think on two fronts. I think with any comedy club, I think they'll turn around and go, if you could fill the place on an off night on a Wednesday night, you could, and you could fill the place.
Right, well, that's their defense. But but at some level, shouldn't they be the protector of the art where they make money from? Because without us, they don't make any fucking money. So they'll put more money in advertising into a special event like a Stormy Daniels or Darren McCarty or whoever else you want to say. Then they will. Joe Kerry's coming down to town to headline. It's going to be a great weekend. They'll put a lot more marketing in the newspapers and radios for Stormy than they will for Joe or Davin or Pip or whoever.
Yeah.
Whereas if they put maybe that same amount of money into the marketing, maybe they would get the same turnout.
Right.
It's the same thing where you get your popular, your pop culture, a pop culture person, flavor of the month. And it's asses in seats. Also, it's like when they get these internet stars. That they're funny on the internet and they decide
like YouTube
to do comedy.
People or whatever. Yeah,
and they bring
on the internet YouTube.
They bring them in
specifically those.
Right, but you seemed a lot angrier like I did when I first saw it. Like in your blog, you seemed a lot angrier.
I am angry at it because basically,
but we can't really be mad at her because she's the one. They're not facilitating. Stormy could be doing this at some coffee place. It's the comedy club that's doing it, and it's the audience that's going to come out to see
you
it.
You want to know? You know what the bottom line is? Let's see the act. Let's see how many times.
Well, this is going to be the first time.
Well, you find out the act. Because like I said in my blog, I complain that all these celebrities decide to do stand up like it's this easy thing, and it's like they're lowering themselves to do it, not realizing how tough it is to do to entertain strangers.
Well, after they do it, they call it the toughest art.
They call it the toughest art. Also, a lot of times you'll see, somebody, a celebrity or something like that. Well, let's see them, let's see them do the show. And it's almost almost like when you work with another like if you're on the road and you're working with and you don't know each other. You know, you're cordial to each other, but there is an unwritten rule in that green room where you're sitting, you know, that you're going to show each other what you can do. Mm-hmm. And then after the show, you have a drink and you bullshit if things go, you know, and it's that thing. So she says she's funny. Go up and show us.
So that's what she's doing.
Funny.
So maybe my anger at her initially was misplaced.
If she does well, if she does well, it's like, you know what?
I think
funny's
she's
funny.
I think she's, I don't think she's going to be great as far as, you know, seasoned comedian standards. I think she will be better first time out of the gate than a lot of these other people will be, just because she does have a sense of humor. She is self-aware.
Sounds like she's quick.
Well, again, I can't tell by Twitter. I don't know how long she's fucking working on these comebacks.
Right.
But at least if she's the one writing the comebacks, at least they're fucking funny.
Yeah.
And you got, and she's got to realize that you're going to have a bunch of yahoos in there that know that she's a porn star. So you're going to
show us your
tits. Right, exactly. Yeah,
but she's used to dealing with those assholes at the strip clubs.
Yeah.
Right, right. So,
but she does show her tits there.
Right. Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting how she would, you know, she would handle this. I mean, it could be okay.
Like, female comedians are like, oh, she's taking spots from us on the weekends. But she's not. She's doing it on a fucking off night.
But if she actually goes in there and she's able to do it,
I think she'll
then
be okay.
Why should...
Yeah. I don't expect her to do 45 minutes. She'll probably do, like, 15 minutes. I think she'll be fine.
You know what? First, it'll be, like, the novelty. And then it'll either wear off or she'll actually be able to, you know, carry something. And then it's like the market will figure it out.
So would you open
out
for Stormy?
Yeah, sure. What they're gonna do is they're gonna get their top some of their top roster comics to go in there.
I don't think they are.
They have to. They have to. How are you gonna? She can't do 45. She can't do an hour.
I think they're gonna have just a bunch of newer comics on there and Stormy.
You can't. You have to have some of your top.
That's
roster.
Rough.
You have to bring in some of your top roster guys to go in.
So
there.
You would open for Stormy or Ron Jeremy or Kevin Farley or Darren McCarty. You'd open for any of these.
Yeah. You know, I mean, you get your that's what the club. That's like what the club does with the some of these internet stars. It's like I had the old owner of Governors. I was bitching about it. I go, yeah, these guys with all the Twitter followers and stuff like that, they suck. They can't do time and stuff like that. You know, I don't know what the club's having. I go, I'll tell you exactly why they have me. Goes, they fill the club. And I go, well, what about, you know, they can't have a lot of time. No, they don't. That's why I bring you fucking guys in. So let's get this straight. I just filled the club. We're all making money that night. You're in the fucking show.
Yeah, but that's the thing. On a lot of these nights where they're not doing it, they're not paying the comics. Like, I know, like, a lot of comics were working for free for Darren McCarty. I know some of the nights in Governors, you know, on the weekends they're paying the comics. On Sundays they're not paying the comics.
Sundays at the club, the MC gets paid and the headliner gets paid. All of us do, you know, we eat for free, we drink for free, and we work on our material. It's gold. And it's a cool, you know, and it's a club. It's where we hang out. We have a great time. So that's not, you know,
I don't know. I feel like these clubs should do better of protecting the craft. They've just hoarded so much that people won't pay to see comedy anymore. That's what was going on in Sarasota. At the main club, they just paper the shit out of it. And we were paid cover charge, so it's hard. Mm. People won't pay. They've hoarded comedy away. But anyway. Mm-hmm. All right, let's do some School of Fools.
Around the rosy bucket full of posies, ashes, ashes, we all fall down.
Shame, shame, shame.
School of Fool.
Wanacue, New Jersey. A high school, students at a high school are upset at a new school policy that will prohibit them from taking a limo, party bus, or their own vehicle to prom. Lakeland Regional High School Superintendent Hugh E. Beatty. So the new rule is about safety and equity.
Why was that an issue?
Hugh E. B.
You know, it's a silly name, but not silly enough.
Yeah, exactly.
So I just gave it a hmm. So, because I feel like there's a lot of silly names when I do the school stories.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's like, you're always like, fucking name.
No, not even just difficult, but like some of them are just like absurd.
Oh, yes.
So, anyway. About safety and equity, so that students who can't afford a snazzy ride don't feel left out. Anyway, any student who says snazzy should be punched in the fucking face.
Yeah, really. 1920, where they can't bring their Stutz Bearcat to the fucking prom?
It's like, what a bunch of hep cats.
Yeah, right.
Beatty said that following a group decision made by the administrative team at the Sussex County School, the only way to get to the prom at the Rockley Country Club in Bergen County is to take a chaperone school bus at a cost of $15 a person. There will be two departure times from each location for the 45-minute trip on June 4th. The decision was made based on the concern over the safety of all our students and in providing...
45-minute trip? Where the f-
If you know where these locations are in New Jersey, one's in the upper
west side. Oh, the Wanacue is up in the sticks. That's right.
Sussex. It's up in the sticks. Yeah, and then Rockley is way over by the Hudson River.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like the whole top of New Jersey crossing. Right. I don't get that. There's not a country club closer?
Yeah. Apparently not. They didn't consult.
They didn't. The
decision was made based on the concern over the safety of all of our students and providing equity for all students so that they could enjoy a shared prom experience, despite socioeconomic status, and based on the success that other districts have demonstrated utilizing this practice. The district wants to ensure that all students have the equal opportunity to share a positive, safe, and memorable school prom experience. The rule was met with howls and complaints from students and parents who say renting a limo with friends is part of the tradition of the prom. One student told CBS New York that the limo ride was the best part of the night. Sure, that's where you get your hand jobs. The police also eliminates another tradition, taking photos at the New Jersey Botanical Garden in Ringwood, which is in the opposite direction from the prom venue. Parents and students told CBS New York they'll be bringing the matter up on the March 12th tonight Board of Education meeting. The law seems to be on the district side, according to New Jersey Schools Boards of Association spokeswoman Janie Bramford. There's a nice name. As a prom is a school-sponsored function, a school district has the authority to make rules concerning the event, Bramford said in an email. The Freehold Regional High School District has bused students to the junior prom for over 20 years, mostly for concerns over parking, because the event usually takes place on a cruise boat. According to spokeswoman Rebecca Policastro, she said there are no plans to extend the policy to the senior prom. So I did not go to my prom, but I went to two proms that were not mine, and we did take a limo. Did you guys take a limo?
I didn't go to a prom. I didn't go to my prom, but I took my friend's sister to the prom.
And where'd you go in?
What did we do? My buddy Dave. We took his Camaro. Rode his Camaro.
Classy. T-tops off. Let that long flowing hair blow. what about you?
I didn't go to my own prom.
What a bunch of losers.
I know.
None of us went to our own proms. Fucking assholes.
I went to the prom after, the year after.
I thought you were going to say you went to your brother's prom as his date.
Ew, no. No. No, I went with a friend to the prom the year after I graduated, and four of us packed into a car. I grew up Poe.
Do you think a limo is part of the big prom experience?
It wasn't part of mine.
I think it is.
Here's the deal, a two pronged thing. I mean, if they're like, we want inclusion because if people can't get a limo, we don't want them feel, you know, to be left out. You know what? That's bullshit. Now, on the other side of it, if we want to keep the kids from drinking, we want to keep them safe. If we want to have everybody get back that night,
well,
in
you know,
a safe
here's
thing,
a good thing
then
about
the
limos.
Bus is a good idea.
Well, here's a good thing about limos: you don't fucking drive them yourself. They have somebody who does that for you, so you can drink all you want, you're still safe.
But still, you have people that are going to take cars and stuff like that.
I trust a fucking limo driver or a school bus driver. You see the fucking animals that drive those school buses? And then you got a bunch of drunken kids who think they are fucking yammering it up in the back with a fucking school bus driver hopped up on caffeine and on the edge with 100 kids.
And
fuck that noise. Give me the limo
driver.
And
also, look, we all know where the area is. I mean, I've done gigs up in the area. So have you. You know the area. Those roads at night, you got to be on your fucking toes.
Nobody's complaining that there wasn't years of an epidemic of car accidents. This is so everybody feels the same. Fuck you. High school's not about feeling good about yourself.
On that side of the coin, I'm with you. But if for a safety issue, if they're going to take the safety issue, then I'm with them.
That's just a lame thing so they don't seem like complete assholes. So you're saying the parents don't give a shit about their kid's safety? Because the parents are pissed off too. The parents aren't like, oh, what a good point. We never thought of the safety. The parents are like, no, we want them in the fucking in the limo. Let's go.
Yeah, I think that if we're talking about safety, then it's like the kids who can't afford the limo, they should be on the bus together so that none of them are driving their individual cars
and
wrapping around a tree.
Fucking Uber. All these kids are taking Uber.
You're not taking Uber from Sussex to Rockley.
Yeah, you're getting one. You're getting a lot of Ubers, too.
Yeah, you take a fucking limo. A limo's not cheap.
Yeah. No, they're not. But, I mean, like, nah, you're not Ubering this
thing. I think it sends an unintended message. Because you know what it used to be? Like, if you didn't come from a rich family, you fucking worked. You worked to get money for the tuxedo, to buy the corsage for the woman, for the girl,
you save
to
up.
Get the fucking limo.
Parents
you worked.
Parents don't want their kids to work anymore.
But the parents are the ones who want the kids on the limo. The parents are bitching about this.
Yeah.
This is the school board, the administration that did this.
Yeah, it's apparently. I mean, I don't know the backstory. I mean, were there a bunch of, you know, motor vehicle accidents? Was there a lot of DUIs? What was going on with that?
Well, that's supposed. Hey, you're supposed to fucking monitor that shit at the prom.
Right, but you know it happens. You know that there's always a tragedy.
But it's after the prom is over.
Yeah, listen, if it was just about safety, they wouldn't have put the equality thing in there.
Right, no. If that's why they're doing this, that's stupid.
Yeah, it's just about, oh, well, you're going to feel bad. Nobody feels good in high school. Even the people who feel good feel like shit because they're covering stuff
up. But you want to know something, though? You do the...
No, this is not the place for it.
Yes, sir. we're going to stare and watch dust fall for the next 40 minutes.
Dusty, you prick. Go on.
Only ask the mixer.
Mixer's clean, you son of a bitch.
But anyway, we've done prom shows, and you've seen the way these kids come in. They're not drunk, but it's a lot of night for them, and they're very tired.
Yeah.
And you know, even as us as entertainers driving it late at night, it's, you know, you got
to have the school bus option for those who want it. I like it as an option.
Yeah.
But don't force people to do it.
No.
Or if you want to say you can't drive your own car because we're worried about safety.
Yes.
I guess. I mean, I get that. That's going to be and we're offering you this other option. I get that.
I think it's enough of an issue asking a girl to the prom, hoping that she's going to say yes. And they go, how are we going to? We're taking the bus.
Yeah, but everybody's taking
the bus. Yeah, but everybody's
taking
the bus.
Well, that's why they don't. Yeah, well, you said making an option where some people could take cars.
Yeah.
Now it's going to be basically a status thing again. You know,
it's always been a status
it's
thing.
Always
but
been
I'm
a
saying, yeah,
thing.
But, you know.
Get a bunch of your fucking friends, you all chip in, and you do it.
Yeah.
So what's next? You know, nobody gets tuxedos, nobody gets party dresses. You wear some sweatpants and a fucking t-shirt. Don't get dressed up. Don't you fucking do your nails. I don't even want you to shower. We're all gonna be like fucking Pigpen, so everybody feels the same. Is that where we're going?
I would have went to the prom if I knew that.
I know.
And because of that's why we didn't want you there.
I didn't have to. I didn't have to do my nails. God damn it.
But is that where we're going? So everybody feels. I mean, I hate to be the one.
Oh, the whole inclusion horseshit. Yeah. That's the way we're going.
Yeah. No, it's kind of crazy because, look, there's always going to be people whose family has more money and people whose family has less money.
That's life.
It's just how it is. Yeah.
And that's life, and that's the way life is. A lot of kids these days.
It's a life lesson.
Yeah.
A lot of these kids, yeah, that's where socialism is taking off of these kids.
I knew that was coming. Oh,
no.
I knew it, and I don't blame you for it because I knew it, and it just fucking feeds that narrative.
Yeah.
It
does.
Oh, of course.
It does.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, I'm glad. Okay, glad. Yeah, kumbaya on this one. Yeah,
on a separate fucking note, I posted this on Facebook. The fucking Democrats have to stop running from the word capitalism, motherfuckers. So you're gonna lose this shit. Own it that you're a capitalist. Cite the things that are good about it. Cite the things that are bad about it, and tell us how you're gonna fix the things that are bad. Don't say you're not a capitalist.
Well, that's the whole thing with Pelosi. Well, I'm really not gonna go for impeachment. Of course you're not. You've got a lot of fucking problems in your own party. You got to try to put a cap on Cortez. That's her biggest problem, right? Trump isn't their problem right now.
Trust me, she's doing better than Boehner did with the fucking Tea Party when they got in.
Well, you know, she's got fucking problems.
Of course, because you got some new
Trump
rabble
is rabble. Not Trump. Yeah, Trump isn't. Trump is the right now. Trump is the least of her worries.
Right, but even you have. But thank goodness Elizabeth Warren. They go, are you capitalist? She says yes. Good answer, Elizabeth. Good answer. But you got Heckin' Looper.
But how
owned restaurants and shit, made his money as a capitalist. He can't. I don't want to introduce labels. Fuck you. It's a label. We're a capitalistic country. Don't fucking feed the narrative that you're socialist. Don't fucking do that. That's how you lose this shit.
Yeah.
Once again, they need me to run shit. You guys are very lucky you have me at your disposal.
I got
to
pinch myself.
You should.
But I got
a 2x4. Either way.
Joe, pinch yourself. Don't let him do it. It'll hurt.
But like I said, even Elizabeth Warren going up there and stuff like that. You know, her biggest problem is not Trump. Her biggest problem is Cortez and, you know, that ilk that's in it. Oh, no, it's not. We got, you know, they got problems.
Everybody's got problems.
Both sides have
problems. I'm not worried about that. But I knew there was going to go to the socialist, and it just fucking feeds the narrative, which drives me nuts. It's a fucking stupid policy. Not everything's equal.
No.
It's just not.
It's never going to be.
And you want to know something? A lot of times you talk about, you know, like the liberal professors that are feeding this narrative in the colleges and stuff like that. Do these kids realize that they're taking these and paying and getting into debt? Taking these classes, and if this, and do these kids realize that these liberal professors are having them buy books every semester, and you have to buy the new book this year because the old book's no good, even though it's the same book, and pay all this money for
the professor's fault. The professors aren't the ones who make them who change a word in the book, and you got to do it.
No, the professor will specify. I'm surprised you remember this. The professor will specify what books they want in the class.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, by the way, this edition we're not using. You have to use this new edition.
You have to get the new one, so you can't buy used books, which are cheaper. You have to buy brand new ones.
Buy the brand new.
They
book.
Were pulling that racket
yeah,
for
they're not
years.
Even using textbooks now. Most of the shit
but still, but still, it even the computer. You have to use this new program. You have it's. It's such
I think,
a fucking
I think,
racket.
Well, yeah, but I think we've strayed from the point of the
yeah,
story.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah.
All right, so you guys think it's all right for safety, and my workaround is provide the bus for safety, but limos and party buses are fine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's not fine. It just fucking feeds into the narrative. Mm-hmm. Fucking pisses me off. All right. Do you know what? The Democrats really need to fucking hire me. They really should. I'm being wasted here.
Why don't you go and send your resume?
Maybe I will.
Maybe you should.
You'll miss me.
Send
tell
this
them
text.
Not to talk about politics.
talk yes.
About, but no, we saw the actor. Stick to don't talk about politics.
No, because you know I'd shake him and go, stop being an asshole. You're doing it wrong.
It turns out Davin is now running the party. And the.
I'd be like this orange is ripe for the picking. Stop fucking it up like you always do. He's an incompetent boob who's compromised, and you're fucking it up.
After seeing Davin's speech, the convention will be held at Dyke's Lumber. Thank you.
Well, at least we would call it Dykes. At least it'd be fucking on board. We wouldn't call people of a different sexual persuasion.
That was Devin on CNN today.
They need me. They need
the Dykes.
Everybody.
Don't you think the Democrats could use a straight talker like me?
Actually, it would be refreshing.
No, you're going to hurt everybody's feelings. You don't want to hear that.
I'm going to go to them, Joey. You're not going to like this. I'm going to go, you want to beat this son of a bitch? Yeah, I called him a son of a bitch. He might be an orangutan. Ask Bill Maher. You want to beat him? Knock it off.
Yeah.
Knock it off with your socialist crap. You're not socialist. Stop pretending. This is a capitalistic country. It's what we were built on. There's bad things about it. There's good things about it. Let's fucking talk about how we're going to fix some of the things so everybody has a fair shot. But we're not becoming socialists. Stop it.
No.
Don't feed into their narrative.
They could have used you at South by Southwest is where they could have fucking used you.
They could have used me at CPAC too. Those fucking loons.
Yeah.
Fucking loons on both sides. I've had it.
Yes.
They need me.
Why is he looking at us when he says loons?
You're my favorite loons.
Oh, I just like that.
I'm tired of the assholes running the insane asylum.
Yeah, I know. I am really sick of it.
This guy is so fucking easy to beat, and they're going to fuck it. And I predicted they would.
Yeah.
I said anybody could beat Trump but the Democrats, because the Democrats will figure out a way to fuck it up, and they're doing a damn fine job.
They're
wow,
doing a great
damn,
job.
Oh, God almighty, a Jim fucking dad. Cortez might as well wear a MAGNA hat.
Cortez is a fucking is a creation of the media and the right.
But they're hanging on every word.
Just like they did with Trump in 2015.
I won't disagree with that.
I said, ignore that asshole then and ignore this asshole now. They're not that. Trump was not that important in 2015. The media made him important. AOC is not that important this year. They're making her important.
Right.
Let her fucking babble away. So, you know, listen, on the hearing of Michael Cohen, she was excellent on that hearing. I don't know if you saw it.
But she was.
She was excellent on that hearing. She does do good things. And like you said, Trump, you know, creates talking points, so does she. It doesn't mean I want to fucking follow them off the cliff.
No. Yes. My lemming days are over.
Exactly. I understand she's prettier than Pelosi, but she has no fucking power. Pelosi loves this shit because everybody's focusing on AOC, and Pelosi's like, fuck it, look at the pretty shiny object. I'm going to do my shit over
here. Yeah, yeah.
Maybe she's given her enough rope to hang herself. Cortez.
Pelosi don't give two shits about AOC. Pelosi's very happy that every meme features fucking AOC. She's fucking thrilled because they're not talking about her. Meanwhile, she's running shit like
a
boss.
But anything that they do, they come right back at her.
The media does.
Yeah.
And the Republican memes. Let them. I just don't want the liberals to get carried away and think that AOC's the hero. I don't want the liberals to buy into narrative.
I think that she's up to Pelosi's up to her ass with AOC, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, I think she's
like I said, that's why I think that she backed down from going, we're gonna try to bring up Trump and impeach Trump. She's got bigger fucking problems
now. No, because she knows a shitload of hearings are about to start.
Mm-hmm.
Don't pay no attention to AOC. Pay attention to was it what's his name? Nadler, Schiff, Cummings, the ones that are running these committees, the ones that are having these hearings.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you have to pay attention to.
Mm-hmm.
AOC, she's a pretty shiny object. She's not running a fucking committee.
No.
So she doesn't have power.
She cost the Amazon deal.
No, yeah. She didn't.
I don't think that she was.
She didn't understand the Amazon deal, which is a problem.
She was one of the people that brought up the whole thing that caused Amazon to say, fuck this.
Well, I don't want to retalk that whole thing again, but that's where I go, well, that wasn't. That Amazon deal wasn't capitalism either. Because Amazon was competing on a different level than the mom and pop that wanted to go into there. Well, now, you could say the pros and cons of it, but it wasn't capitalism.
No.
That's all I'm saying. It wasn't capitalism. Capitalism doesn't give somebody else. And if you want. Capitalism is Darwinism at its purest form. Survival of the fittest, we all play on an equal playing ground. Yeah. Now, that's not the way the country works.
No.
But I think somebody bringing in, you know, and whether it's the 25,000 jobs or not, if they're bringing in jobs, they're bringing in your tax base and that, you know.
I understand the pros.
That's capitalism.
No, but what I'm saying is Amazon's not competing on a capitalistic way. Amazon was competing on
a
social.
They were going to get all kinds of incentives.
The government was giving them a whole bunch of benefits that they wouldn't give you if you were going to bring jobs there. Not 25,000.
But that's the thing. On the scale of what they were going to bring in.
I understand the trade-off. And I'm not saying it's right or it's wrong. What I'm just saying is it's not capitalism. That's all I'm saying. I understand why it was done. And I don't really have an opinion one way or the other about it. I'm just saying let's not call it capitalism. Just like, you know, what we're doing with the farmers right now where we've made it so they can't sell their crops. And now I think it's like $400 billion or $700 billion in subsidies.
Yeah.
Let's not fucking call it capitalism. It's not.
It's not.
So let's not pretend that this is a capitalist country.
Well, there are certain situations where you can have a socialist program, but
you know
when it's the
capitalism?
Whole ball,
yeah.
ball
the middle
of wax.
Class is capitalism. You want to open up a shop, you are dealing with capitalism. I want to do something, I'm dealing with capitalism. Lower income people, they're dealing with capitalism. Up at the very top, they're not dealing with capitalism. They're dealing with socialism. That's just really what it is. But all right, I didn't want to do that. So we'll play a couple songs and we'll do some Ann Jackson. On the break, new music from DJ Combo and DJ Raphael featuring Julie with Triple X and Speedmaster DJ with Indian. And you can learn more about them at khb-music.com.